Yerushalmi Brachos, Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah, the bottom of Daf Nun, continues the halacha of Negea to how to daven properly as far as facing the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim. Says the Mishnah, a person was riding on a chamor, and it came time to daven. So what should you do? Says the Mishnah, Yerei, he should go down to daven, go off the chamor. Now, what's the idea of going off the chamor? And the same concept applies. When a person is davening, we know that a person is supposed to stand for tefillah. And memela, we know that from the inyan of the Korban Tamid, that the Kohanim stood when they brought the Korban Tamid, and tefillah is b'makom Korban. So therefore, halacha is a person is supposed to stand, and of course we're referring to Shmoneh Esrei. So if a person is sitting on his chamor and riding on his chamor, you can't stand. So therefore, halacha is a person should go off, says the Mishnah, and go off the chamor. However, miyachol ered, if you can't go down, and explains the mefarshim, what do you mean you can't go down? It means that you can't, no one to hold on to the chamor, and you'll be focusing your kavana. You have no one to hold a chamor, like Aredim says, and therefore you're going to not be able to daven properly because you're going to be holding on to it to make sure that it doesn't go away. So, therefore, says the Mishnah, in such a case, Yachzir is panav. Person should go ahead and turn his face to Yerushalayim and daven towards Yerushalayim. V'meinu yochol Yachzir is panav. If you can't go and turn your face to Yerushalayim, you can't, then Yichaven is libo. Keneged basic Kodesh Kadashim. You should have in mind, you should focus as if you're standing in front of the Kodesh Kadashim, and that would be the proper way to be able to daven. Now, this interesting halacha here, this is a Stam Mishnah, but we're going to see the Gemara is going to start off with a Braisa, a Tosefta, where Rebbe disagrees and says you don't have to. And the halacha is not like the Stam Mishnah, halacha is like Rebbe in the Tosefta, which means that whether you can go off or whether you don't have to, whether you can go down or not, but there's someone else to hold the chamor, you don't have to, and you could sit on the chamor, and you can daven as long as you mechab in libo keneged kodesh kadoshim, that will be sufficient, and you do not have to go down. And the question is, why not? Why won't you have to do that? Why don't you have to go down? And the cheshbon would be because a person would not focus properly. According to Rebbe, we'll see in the Gemara, because if you're going down, your person's going to be concerned that he's losing time. While he's standing and not traveling. So that'll be also be cause him to lose kavana, not daf kavana. So Rebbe paskins that doesn't make a difference whether you find someone to hold a Gemara or not, because you don't have to be yoreid, as long as you're chav and libo, and the halacha is like Rebbe, not like the Tana Stam Mishnah. Mishnah ends off, Hayyaroicha Besfino Ba'asta. If a person is traveling on a boat or Ba'asta, Ba'asta is a, the Pnei Moshe explains it's a like a raft, or a piece of wood that are tied together, and you go on the raft, you cross the water, go on the water with the raft, that's considered an Asta. So whether you're going on a boat or you're going on an Isto, either way, the luck is, we say, that a person should just yichaven libo keneged kodesh kadoshim. A person should go ahead and yichaven libo keneged kodesh kadoshim, and therefore the halacha is again over here. The idea the Mishnah just said before in the first case, a person should yichaven libo yahaksel panav. You turn your face to Yerushalayim, and if you can't do that, then you should go ahead of kavana. Here it doesn't say on the boat this idea of turning your face to Yerushalayim. The question is that required or not? So we have a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch that some say that here you also have to have it. However, the reason why Mishnah didn't say it, because we just said it before in the case before, when you're on the chamor, you should face the kavan to face Yerushalayim. So the boat is really the same concept, so the Mishnah have to repeat it, but in a chrami, you should do that as well. And if you can't do that, then you should have a chavan kenekes kadosh Hashem. That is the shita in Shulchan Aruch. However, there are some say that's not applicable, that when you're on a boat, there's no requirement for you facing Yerushalayim, you should just go ahead and mechav in libo connected kodesh kadoshim. Do you have to stand on the boat? Like it does stand by the chamor. We said you should be standing because that's the halacha that you're supposed to stand during tefillah. So there's a shaila whether we say in Shulchan Aruch whether you have to or not. Machlokes in the Torah and the other Rishonim. The Rambam says you have to, and the Torah says from others you do not have to stand when you're on a boat or on a raft. You just have to mekab and ibo connect a kaddish kadasha. Says the Gemara. Tani minutin a brisa a tosefta. Hayarach b'chamor. If you have someone to behold a chamor, you're a spalamati. You should go ahead and take a wharf and dive while you're staying on the ground. This is the Tana of our Mishnah, which says, Yaksev balokas, you can go down, and doesn't say why, but there is this explanation. You go down, if you can have someone holding on to the chamor, that you're not going to be afraid of losing it, you should go down and you should go ahead and dive and dive while you're down, while you're standing off the chamor. Mispal, you're dominating your place. Rebbe is going to make out whether you're standing or not. Mispal, become whether you're holding on to it or not, whether you're it or not, you're stopping your makom, shkach lobi miyushav. Because then your halacha is miyushav, which means if you're going to go down and you're staying in one place, you're going to get the data miyushav, because ikuv aderech, says the Rosh Mishlo. We're going to say that you're losing time because you're wasting time on the road by standing up instead of just continuing. So therefore, the halacha is, you don't have to go down, and that's the halacha. Kapalibim Yushev, we pass in like Rebbe. And again, the question is whether you need to stand in one spot with the donkey, or you can just continue going. So there's also a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. You don't have to go ahead and stand and hold a chamor, just sit on the chamor without it moving. But you don't have to, and the halacha is like Rebbe, that as long as you don't have to, continue going. And Rabbi Yudah by Pazi, B'Shem Yishev, Levi, Halacha, Rebbe, Paskin, like Rebbe. And the Haredim explains, Paskin probably the same idea that you don't have to go mimaimed the behema. Machlekas Rishonim, do you have to be mimaimed the behema without having to get off, or you can continue actually going on the behema? Rein Rochav b'malach haraglav. So Machlekas Rosh and the Mordechai, the Tur and the Mordechai, and the Tur Paskins that you do not have to, Says the Gemara. Continues the we learned in a brisa. Now it's not clear. Does this mean a brisa? Shonim b'bavel, the Haredim says. Does this mean a brisa, or is this an amira on the sefer that we just quoted? Doesn't seem to be clear. The Pnei Moshe learned it's a brisa, but he says it's a brisa. Chafasti akarei, I looked all over this brisa and I didn't find it. So he's questioning whether it's even a brisa to begin with. It's just more a memra on the brisa. That's not clear how to learn. Two different opinions how to learn. You don't have to go ahead. You're facing any direction. You never have to turn away. You could continue. You could dive in, except you're facing Mizrach. You're facing east. Eastward is a problem, as we're going to see in the Gemara, that east is not, you can't face east. You have to turn around. But otherwise, any other place you go, there's no akpada of not having to face Yerushalayim. So once I'm Amir Yosbei Rabban, B'tchila, in the beginning, Achein Gagol Pena Matem Bekedma. They used to go ahead and had the backs to Mikdash, and they faced Kedma. The faces were going eastward. Hey, Mishrakim, Kodm L'Shem, and they used to go down to the sun. So the reason why we don't bow down to the sun, the reason why we don't face eastward is because since there are people that used to daven with their Avodah Zarah facing the sun when the sun would rise, so therefore we didn't want to daven towards the sun. This is the Haredim, brings down from the Gemara. It brings down that you should say Yeshaya was in Brachos and Peidalit. And what does he say? He says the Goli Akrim Mispal Lachal Ruach. They never were mocked by the Eretz Yisrael except Mizrachas, because that's where the meaning used to go dive in towards the sun. And the Gemara like Yaakov the Baba Basra. And Mela, therefore, that's why we said we should not go ahead and dive in towards that way, because they used to do it in the Matam Rabbah Zohar. They were Hufku Peneim Klapi Mizrach. So therefore, we don't go and do that. We do not, because the Avicenna did not do that. So therefore, we said we don't any face any way except for Mizrach. A similar brisa, a blind person, a person is traveling, doesn't know which way Eretz Yisrael. You know, doesn't know which way he is facing. He should dive in having kavana klapi shmaya klapi ayah the Eibushter and Shemayim. Shneema spalu el Hashem. Home dear, spalu kutzlaretz. The person is diving in kutzlaretz. So then, of course, Bnei Amsklapio, you turn your face towards Yerushalayim, towards Eretz Yisrael. Matam, Yispalu Lecho Derek Azmashen Asatel Avoseinu. Like, give us a, if we should go ahead and daven towards the way of Avoseinu daven, which is towards Eretz Yisrael. What about Oim Dir Mispalu Eretz Yisrael? You daven Eretz Yisrael. Hoping Kapi Shraim, you should go to Kapi Shraim. Matam, Yispalu Lecho Derek Asher Shabakata next to the city of Yerushalayim, based on a pasuk in Tanakh, in Malachim, that you should go daven towards Yerushalayim. Mar says, "Open the Golbi Kabbayis. If you're davening Yerushalayim, turn your face towards our Abayis. Then our Abayis, Asher Benisish Mecha, that I built for you. That our Abayis is we should daven towards there. Open the spell of Abayis. Well, if you're davening actually on the Abayis itself, open the main Kabbayis. Based on Mekosh Kabdul Kerek Kosh Kadoshim Matam, His Spalu El Amokam Azeh, Atishma Shivtka El Shemayim Beshemata El Salakto." Therefore, you should go and dive towards the place which is the Mokum HaMikdash, Shkodesh Kadoshim. And this old man, means if your people are standing in the north, face southwards. Home in the south, you should face northwards. Home in the Mizrach, also in the east, you should face Myrav. They should face the west. Myrav, Pneum, the Mizrach. Therefore, all of Klal Yisrael, wherever you are, should always face the same place, face towards Eretz Yisrael, face the Makom Kodesh Kedoshim. So wherever you are in the world, that's the key is to daven towards Eretz Yisrael. That's where you should go. Now, what about if you've been Mizrach? Why would you face Mizrach? Why we said you shouldn't face Mizrach because you're facing the sun. So the idea is that that's the Iker. The Iker is Eretz Yisrael. To face Eretz Yisrael, face Yerushalayim. That's where you are. If you're in Yerushalayim and you're in the place and the sun is going up, so we find the Mishnah brings down that you should not face the Mizrach in the time when the sun is rising, because there is a question of within half an hour before the Zman of the sunrise, because they were saying you're facing to be connected those who, like Zemar said earlier, you should not daven Mizrach because it's facing those people, connected those who used to bow down to the sun. Therefore, that's what you shouldn't do. But otherwise, a person should always connect Yerushalayim, connect Kodesh Kedoshim, that the whole world should be davening together Mechavin at the same time towards Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Katkhila, that was what they did. Kalarukos, and therefore it should not be today. We don't have people on worship the sun. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah brings down the same idea. We don't have to be concerned to that Shita of not bowing down in these words because of the sun. We don't really have that concern today. And therefore, everybody davens at any time, facing Yerushalayim, Makom HaMikdash, and Makom HaMikdash is the Makom Kodesh Kedoshim. That's why you see even sometimes people by the coastal Merovi, they're not davening straight, they're davening a little bit sideways, a little bit slanted, where it's facing the Makom Kodesh Kedoshim, is where a person should daven. We learned in the beginning, Pasuk says that everybody is a place for Tefillah Kol HaAmim, all the nations of the world should daven at that place, should be daven keneged there. Everybody davens together facing there. So Gemara says, so therefore, Gemara says, Yishma Levi, who are Eichel, this is the Eichel fan, this is the Eichel, Lefnim, Eichel, Yikotcha, Kalapon, and Panalo. What it means is, Lefnim, it means, Lefanim, means that they be where everybody turns towards the Eichel, is the proper place to daven, is the proper place to place, welcome Kodesh Kadoshim, is the proper place to daven. Mara says that until this point we said you're diving towards the Mokom HaMikdash. That's when it's built. So good, you just explained me. You brought me Makaros that by Malachim, the Pesach Malachim, that Shlomo HaMelech said everyone should daven towards the base of Mikdash, towards the Mokom Kodesh Kadoshim. But that's only when it's Binyanim. That's when it's built. Where do we know? Where do we know when it's destroyed? There's no base of Mikdash. You're still diving there. Amar Abavon, because it says Bonu il Talpios. It says that it should be built as a Talpios. A Talpios, it should be built as a place where, again, where, which the words can explain what Talpios means. It should be a place where everybody, the mountain, the hill of the Mokom HaMikdash, where everyone davens, where everyone speaks. Tail shall call out Pios, Mispala, of the mound, the hill, because the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash was on a hill, that that should be built. That the be built as a place where all the mouths, everyone daven towards that place, that even b'makom kabanon, that's where you should daven. B'baracha b'kriyashma v'tefila, you do that b'brichas amazon and b'kriyashma u'betfila. Where do we see it from? Gemara says in b'baracha in Bani Yerushalayim, benching we have Bani Yerushalayim, we daven for Bani Yerushalayim, the building of Yerushalayim. So we refer to Yerushalayim in our benching, in our brachos, in our tefillos. B'tefillah, okay, but David Bani Yerushalayim. We say Elokai David Bani Yerushalayim, which we said earlier that we have in Yerushalmi, puts them together as one bracha. It's Samach David and Binyan Yerushalayim is one bracha. We have it as two separate brachos. The instrument has Kriya Shema, Parei Sukkah, Shalom, Aleinu, V'alkol Ami Yisrael, V'al Yerushalayim. So we see in the Berachos Kriya Shema, we say the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim, Pros Aleinu, the bracha of talking about the Pros Aleinu, referring to the Mekam HaMikdash, the Mekam HaMikdash. Now we dive in on a weekday Shema Ami Yisrael Lo'ad. Only on Shabbos do we say Parish, you know, do we say this Lashon of Parei Sukkah, Shalom, Aleinu. That we say this. Because again, on Shabbos, you don't need Shemirah. So the Bershadim is Shabur. That's why we don't dive in. That's why we add on Pari Sukkah Shalom. We don't say Shemir Am Yisrael Ad. Because on Shabbos itself is a Shemirah. We don't need Shemirah on the Adin of the Shabbos itself. So therefore, we have a different Nisgos. In Halach, we find in Rishonim, there are different opinions. Some say we say a Pari Sukkah, I say all week you say it. Some say you say Shemir Am Yisrael all week, including Shabbos. We do it differently. We do it that the Shomer Am Yisrael Lo'ad was in Bavel, but in Golus, but in the that's the proper way we do it. But on Shabbos we say our Pari Sukkah Shalom, even though the Menhagim from the time of the Goyim has brought down, the Torah brings down that we would say Shomer Am Yisrael Lo'ad during the week and our Pari on Shabbos, not like the other Shitas and even the Medrash, where we say Shomer Am Yisrael all week, including Shabbos. So you see, that's what we see both by Shema and by benching and by Tefillah. We say the bracha of, we refer to the Inyan of Bin Yerushalayim. It says, the Gemara Kos of Echad Omer, we say in one pasuk, we say, Gemara says, Elech Avi Yoshub El Mekoimi, I return to my place. What does that mean? It means the pasuk in Navi, pasuk in Yoshaya, that the Navi says that by Churban Bayis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, will go back to in Shemayim, will go back to his place, will leave the Mokom HaShekhinah. So there's no Shekhinah, there's no more Shekhinah anymore by the Mokom HaMikdash. The Chosvech and Awen Yeti is about his Pasik, I don't know, believe me, Sham Kol Yomim, my eyes will be there all the time. A Pasik in Malachim, where when Shlomo HaMelech, when David, by the Chanukah Samas Beach, by the base of Mikdash, as I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Shekhinah is going to be there all the days, even when there's no more Mikdash, even the Mikdash will not be here anymore, even after Churban. So Mimela, therefore, it's a stira. One pasuk we see that the Shekhinah went back to Shemayim by Khur after the destruction, and some say the Shekhinah will always be there. How in Miyashiv? So the Gemara says, okay, it's at Panav Lamayla, Veinav Liba Lamata. What it means is, Panav Lamayla, that the Kavyachal, the Shekhinah, is taka back to Shemayim, went back to Shemayim, the Shekhinah is there. But the Einav Liba, the eyes and the heart of the Shekhinah, that is still here, always will be considered. But Tapio will always be considered on the Mokom HaMikdash. So therefore, on some level, whatever that means, the Shekhinah is still here. Some of it means that it will be, the Shekhinah will go back, but in of Lamata. In other words, the tie, says the Rashi Mishlo, the Kasha Mokom Shalmata Mishlamayla, we tie together the Lamata Lamayla, so the Shekhinah itself, the face of the Shekhinah went, but the eyes and the heart of the Shekhinah remained always, and will always remain in the Mokom HaMikdash, the Mokom HaKurban, where the base of Mikdash was, until it will be considered, till it be rebuilt. Says the Gemara, a similar idea, like Hashmayim. If Gemara says, you go ahead, and you can't go face Yerushalayim, you should go ahead, Mechav in Libo Kedek HaKodesh Kadoshim. Masaleza Kodesh Kadoshim, which Kodesh Kadoshim are we talking about? Which one are we referring to? Lazer, which one should we go? Should be focused? Which Kodesh Kadoshim? What does it mean? Some say it means the Kodesh of Lamaila and Shemayim, or Kodesh Mechlafta, or Kodesh Kadoshim and Shalmata, to the Kodesh Kadoshim that's here in this world. So the Machlokes Tanoim as to which Kodesh Kadoshim you should be scavenging to. So the Gemara says, let's reconcile these two. Gemara says, they're both together. So the Kodesh Kadoshim Lamata is Keneged the Kodesh Kadoshim of Lamaila. That pasuk that the Gemara brings down is referring to the Shekhinah Lamaila. Keneged the Shekhinah Lamata. So therefore, when you're miskaving the Shekhinah, you're miskaving to the Kodesh Kadoshim, you're miskaving to both the Kodesh Kadoshim here, the Shekhinah Lamata and the Shekhinah Lamaila. You're having both in mind, and therefore that reconciles that it's Miyashiv the Stira, the which one should you have in mind. And the Mara continues, Maria, what is Maria? Where the Ra came, which means the idea of a Ra, of, we call it Har Maria. Maria came out because the Sanhedrin was in Lishkas Hagazis. So we called it Maria. The Torah didn't give it the name Maria. We don't have such a name in the Torah, but the Torah refers it to other names. However, the Torah refers to it, the Eretz Maria we have. But we don't refer to the place itself, Har Maria. It's not in the first in the Torah. But Maria refers to Sanhedrin Gadol, which was in the Lishkas Hagazis. That's why it's called a rock, because Mitzium Tetzi Torah. Torah went out from that place. The other one says Shemisham Yira Yotzalom. Yira went out to the world, which we have this also for Yerushalayim. Is the root word of Yerushalayim is Yeru, is Yira. That Yira went out to the whole world, went out with fear of Klai Yisrael. When we had the Malkum HaMikdash, it was built in Shlomo HaMelech's time, the whole world feared Klai Yisrael. Fear, so it was Misham Yira. So one is, so we say Har Maria, one is because Hara Yotzal Olam, the other one is says Yira Yotzal Olam. Another machloka, similar idea, we have the Aron. The Aron, what's the Aron? Rabbi Chaya Baruba Yabayanai. What's the machloka? It's Chara Misham Hara Yotzal Olam. It was called Aron because the light went out, the Aron went out to the world. Because the Aron was Kaddish Kadashim, where the Torah was. That was the Aron, that light was lit up the entire world. Ganimitz of Torah eliminated the entire world. So that's what's called Aron, is where it was, where it came from. And the Mara says, Karam, Karam, Shemesh Yariru Yotzalom, because a Yariru, a cursing went out to the world. Cursing went out to the world. What's the Pshat? Because that Akash Baruch Hu said that if Klai Yisrael doesn't do what's right, the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, and Yariru will be punished. So therefore, Yariru came out. So that caused, it was both an Or, and it was an Yariru. It was a curse, because it was, from there went out the Yariru that, the Torah went out, like Lishkas Hagazis was the source of Torah, but Arira the Akum. So when it Olam says that the Moshe, the Arira went out as the Akum to the Goyim went out that it was they were destroyed because now Klal Yisrael had the Koyach HaTorah. And others learn Arira means the Arira for Klal Yisrael. They didn't do what was supposed to be done. They didn't learn the Torah properly. Then they'd be punished, they'd be destroyed. So that was the Arira, Lashon Arira. That comes from, our Arum is from Arira. And what's another thing is Devir. We have the Devir, which again, the idea of Devir is the Lashon used in the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's called Devir, Misham Yad Devar Yotzal Yerlam. Because here, Devir went out in the world. Devir went out in the world that Kodesh Baruch Hu punished whoever didn't sin. It's Daber Amim Taktenu. Kodesh Baruch Hu was sent from here, would send out punishment, the Dever, the Mak of Dever, to the world, came from here. So it's called Devir. The other one says, Misham Dibros Yotzalom. Because here the Dibros, the Sarasa Dibros came out, when Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, the Mokom HaTorah, the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Lishkas Hagazis, so there was where the Torah went out. And Kodesh Baruch Hu, they were the ones who were fasting the Torah. They're the ones that taught the world Torah. So again, Misham Yotza, we say over there came out to Torah, and therefore that was the idea as well as the Dibros came out of the world. So we have three different ways to explain both of the Kodesh Kadoshim, Kineged, L'Kadoshim, L'Mata, that it was each one has a chelik of an aspect of it, of Kodesh Baruch Hu's chelik of the Torah in this world. The Mishnah hands off, Yosh Basino, Kari Kawakama, Kingashma, Kosh Hadashim, sitting on a rafter of boat, Yosh Makavin, Shmuel, said the Gemara, he asked, he asked, he ripsudos. This is all the same thing, it all means some type of raft that that used to go over the water, and this is what it means. And Hashem, if he lacha ripsudos, el yam yafo. The Pusik says in Divrei Yomim, refers to that they will send wood from Levanon for the Mikdash, Yisrael send wood through rafts. They would put the wood on the rafts, they would float them down the river, the Yafo, to the Yafo Sea. So this was the way, the derech of how they did it, how they brought the wood from there, from Bavel, down to Eretz Yisrael, is that so they would float him on these things, is what is the derech of how they did it, of how they brought it down to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, someone says, therefore, the same idea, Nevi'im comes from there, and the idea would be the same thing as Kenega Lamaila, the Kodesh Kodesh Lamat, the Kenega Kodesh Lamaila. Therefore, that's what it means, Miskavin Libo to the Kodesh Kodesh, both Lamaila and Lamat. Continue from the Mishnah next.